You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Can we get this offense started up? Maybe? Friday? No? Okay.
I just want to win.
Oh, we're back to that?
Well, I mean, Joe.
I thought you needed style points yesterday.
Brick by brick. I'm going to hit you with a whole bunch of cliches. Brick by brick.
Can't wait.
It starts with Chicago.
And then it'll start with the Chargers, and it'll start with the Raiders after that. Welcome back, Midday Show, 215-592-9494. What really is the problem with the Eagles' offense? Besides, Kevin Petullo's a moron. Besides that, like, fundamentally, when you watch the games, what is holding them back? Is it the run game or the pass game? For me, it's the running game. That was the foundation of the offense, and I mean, you could take what I'm saying however you want. I mean, I think Jalen Hurts is good enough to win if he has a good running game and good pieces around him. Yeah. I also don't think he's great enough to carry you without these things, and that's what we're seeing. He doesn't have these things, and the offense sucks.
And let me be clear. I don't think this is all on – I don't lay this all at Jalen's feet, because a lot of y'all, you know, you tend to – when we say certain things, you tend to fantasize about what we're actually saying or sensationalize.
Sure.
Never. It's not all at Jalen's feet. I'm not saying that. But, you know, when you look at this offense and the way that it was last year, there's a lot of differences this year as opposed to last year. The offensive line is not playing up to par like it was. There is some element of a new offensive coordinator in there, you know, and the running game is not where it once was.
It's not even close.
It's a lot, man. It is a lot. When you talk about, you know, the way this team looks right now.
I mean, you said the running game is not where it's been. I mean, the drop-off is remarkable. I mean, the last 4 years, they were number one, number four, number nine, number two. They're down to number 21 in rush yards. It's crazy how far they've fallen. All right, let's hear from the quarterback. We've been talking all year. What is their identity? What should there be their identity? It sounds like Jalen Hurts still searching for the identity.
Can that identity change from game to game? Like one week it could be this, 1 week it could be that. You know what I mean?
Well, I'd say the identity has changed from game to game, and that's not a problem when you win. So, is that fair to say?
Yeah. But, like, what should that identity be? You're the quarterback. You know, you get the ball every time. What would you like that identity of this offense?
The identity needs to be something everybody's in alignment in. So, it's not a matter of how it looks. I don't care how it looks. I don't care who does it. I just like for it to get done. And I remember getting a question he's not here. He asked me the question about, you know, the pass game taking a step after a loss. It's like, well, who cares? We didn't win. So nothing takes precedent over finding ways to win. And that's really what matters.
I thought it was interesting, the phrasing when he said it doesn't matter what the identity is, as long as it's in alignment, everyone's in alignment with it. It's almost like he's, there's still one, are they all on the same page, is kind of what you
it doesn't
feel.
It feels like there's a little bit of tension. Okay, that's probably a strong word. Not tension, but not on the same page.
Well, let's just say it. I mean, does the receiver, let's say the identity is a run team again. Does the receiver who's loud all year want that? I doubt it.
See, you hear it as he's talking about AJ. I don't hear it that way. I don't hear it that way.
Do you hear it as a person or just a?
I hear it as a offensive philosophy. That's how I hear it. I hear it as, you know, I'm not in line with what they want to do, and they are the coaching staff. You know,
because
at the end of the day, Jalen is the one that pulls the trigger. Jalen is the one that sets the tone for the team. Whether you want to believe that or not, folks, I'm here to tell you, I've been in the locker room for 10 years, and the quarterback sets the tone. It's what they do. That's kind of what I heard. Now, here's where it gets a little gray. I don't know exactly what he's talking about because they didn't go into detail. He didn't say it's the concepts. He didn't say it was the plays or anything like that. But I will say this. Like, when you talk about winning and what your vision of winning is, that's something that you set. That's the culture that you set at the beginning of the year. You know, when you're doing offensive installs and things of that nature. And I would think, and I don't know any of this. This is me recklessly speculating, but I would think that at the beginning, if he is talking about Kevin Petullo, you and him sat down and y'all came to some kind of agreement for what you thought this offense should look like this year.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever that was, the vision is not aligned right now, whatever that is. And, you know, we've given this team weeks and weeks to figure that out. Hasn't happened yet. So now it's you know, you can't scrap everything. You just have to take the little incremental wins, you know, when you get them. And for me, the passing game getting better in increments is better than nothing.
Well, that is true. And they did have they scored points their first three drives, primarily throwing the football on Sunday. All right, Chris Long, who is, you know, was a really good player when he was here for a short time, won a championship, played in the NFL a long time. Here's his take on the biggest issue with the offense, and he kind of goes back to the identity was for a long time, and now that's gone. Here's Chris Long.
This team has been built around the offensive line since we won a championship. That team was built around the offensive line. This team has been built around the offensive line. We always talk about who's the main character. The main character has always been the offensive line. And now the main character is not perfect, and there's strain on the passing game. You can talk about the coordinator. I don't know how much of it is the quarterback or the coordinator just not knowing what the fuck to do. And I think at the end of this season, it's going to be very interesting if anything short of a Super Bowl, and you are going to hear a lot of stuff come out about whatever was going on behind the scenes, because it's not functional right now. The flaws are real, and we're not going to ignore them. I'm not going to ignore them. And you really have to, if you're an Eagles fan, start thinking about what do you look like in a post Stoutland's All-Stars world?
Yeah, no, because, that's exactly it.
Because if this is what the offense is going to look like in a post Stoutland's world, and by I mean like the great offensive line that they've fielded year over year, like, I don't know. I don't know if it's sustainable.
That was not me, by the way.
It's good. It's good that nobody's listening on a Wednesday. Ain't nobody here. We're good. I mean, but isn't it like apropos for this show?
Yeah, as far as it was going to happen anywhere. It was going to happen here. Yeah. Okay, it happens. bottom line is, I agree with him. The offensive line, regardless of his adjectives, he's right. I mean, the offensive line has been a problem. They've built this thing on being better up front than everyone, and I think it's exposing things like that. That's what's happening here. And again, you take this any way you want. I don't think this thing is built to be a true passing game where that carries them to victory. They need the running game. And without the O-line, they can't run the ball. And then there's the Saquon element, which we're going to get to over the course of the show. Jason Avant's going to join us at 12 for the lunch hour. Jason thinks, and you know, based on some of his comments on the postgame show on Sunday, Saquon's got to be better. It's not just the O-line. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. Let's go to Aaron in San Diego. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning, Aaron.
How about Chris Long waking up Philadelphia? Holy cow! I heard that. I was like, what?
Yeah, well, he's passionate, Aaron. Sometimes you get passionate, it happens, you know.
Yeah, we're going to get fine for that.
You know, as Philadelphia fans, we completely understand passion, right?
Of course, yep.
So, 7 o'clock in the morning right now. I've got the meatballs going. I got grandma's gravy getting ready to be made. I love this time of the year. So thankful that we have the team that we have. 8-3 Super Bowl contender. Now let's talk about the problem.
Okay.
The one thing I said at the beginning of the year that was going to do us in, if anything, would be injuries. And this offense is not predicated on the running back, on the wide receivers, on the quarterback. It's predicated on the O-line. And shame on Howie Roseman and Jeff Stoutland for putting too much confidence, you know, in this offensive line, especially with the fact that Cam Jurgens is coming off of back surgery, the fact that Mekhi Becton played such an important role, you know, last year that you let him walk. Our running game is based on the ability of our center and guard to pull and get out in front of the running back to create space, to create that 4 yards before our running back gets touched.
You still there, Aaron?
I'm here.
Okay.
You hear me?
Gotcha. Aaron, so I'll say this. I don't think the Becton thing was as bad as we're making it out to be. I understood why that they let him go. He's a one-year deal, and they thought they could replicate that. But, Aaron, I'll give you this with the O-line. The last few years, we kept talking around draft time that maybe they're going to draft another, you know, future offensive lineman, right? A Lane's future replacement or whatever, and kind of have him in the pipeline as a backup or a guard. They haven't drafted an O-lineman early in a draft in a while. And I think that is catching up to them, right? Because they've had multiple games this year now where they have to go to Fred Johnson, who's fine, but like he's Fred Johnson, right? They had to go to Brett Toth, who's fine, but it's not like it's a second or third round pick or a first round pick that's waiting and developing and super talented. I think you're right. I think they bank the O-line would be just as good as they were last year. And Aaron, I don't know if you heard this, but earlier in the season, Jordan Mailata on his show with Elliott and Spike was talking about how he still felt tired. It was almost like they had a hangover from last year. So they probably should have brought in some more high-profile young offensive linemen to help these guys out.
And then the second thing, and Joe, I know you love my cliches, so there's a cliche that says, if you're green, you're growing. If you're ripe, you're rotten. At the beginning of this year, Howie Roseman, Nick Sirianni chose to pick an offensive coordinator that's going to run the same old game plan, okay, who has no experience in terms of making adjustments in the second half. And it's been obvious throughout the year that come the second half, we cannot make the adjustments that are necessary because Petullo just simply does not have the experience.
Well, he doesn't. I mean, that's the Aaron. It's the bottom line. Happy Thanksgiving. We appreciate. I told you something off the air there.
No,
I felt it.
Was not.
I saw your face.
No, I'm just saying.
The tire thing.
I didn't say nothing. I mean, I know y'all ain't trying to hear that today, but I did say it.
So, but here's my issue with I told you so.
I said it might be a little tired.
Okay. You know how in football timing is everything. You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Okay.
Nobody want to hear what I say.
No, you can say it, but you can't also say they're still going to win the Super Bowl and go 14-3.
I mean, like, it has been done before.
Okay.
But it has been done.
Let me reframe it then. Then you should have told us early in the season this was going to be really hard on offense because they're tired. You didn't say they're tired.
I had to be specific.
You had to be very specific.
I did say they're probably a little tired.
Yeah.
And when you look at it, the defense is probably a new – looks a lot different than it was last year. They're playing lights out. I was about to have to self-fed it.
Not 2-1 segment.
Damn it, Chris Long. He almost hit me.
You're getting something too comfortable in here. What are we doing? All right, 215-592-9494. Chris in Middletown up on WIP. Hey, Chris.
Happy Thanksgiving Eve, man.
Happy Thanksgiving Eve, Chris. What's up?
Guys, Aaron, he is the epitome of what you are what you eat. He looks like a giant meatball, and he's over there cooking meatballs.
Well, this is where we're going, huh?
Well, we're taking the personal shots.
What are we doing?
I mean, you put me on right after.
I know. I mean, the guy's just trying to get ready for Thanksgiving.
It's low-hanging fruit.
Yeah, it is. That's my fault.
Guys, it's clearly the running game. I mean, we have to run the ball. This team wins by running the ball and playing what, Hugh Douglas?
Say it.
Reckless speculation.
Defense. They don't win by reckless speculation. That's not how football teams win.
Great, Hugh. Say it. You know, there was many. All right. Defense. We play great defense, Hugh.
Yes.
I mean, you're gone. You're off the reservation here. Saquon has not had this level of poor success in his career at all. So I don't know. Is it the O-line? Is it him? Is it the complete lack of a passing game threat? Or is it all the above? I think, you know, we'll all take all of the above. That's generally the answer on the multiple choice. But I know what my eyes are telling me. The O-line, when they run block, it looks completely different than when they pass block. And for the love of me, I don't understand how O-line can be ridiculously good when they pass block but be that bad when they run block. Now, I know Jalen sits back there on some place for an absolute eternity but still can't find somebody open, and that gives me some reckless speculation here, Hugh. Is that he's the problem with that passing game, because there's no way in the NFL you could have the caliber receivers he has running for that amount of time and you can't find somebody open to throw the ball to. We need to go back and recommit to the running game. And what I want to see, guys, I want to see this. This is Chris in Middletown, a.k.a. Mr. Penn State himself, saying this.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see a 50-50 split between Saquon and Bigsby.
Wow, it's big of you, Chris. I'm with you. I need more tank. I need tank in my life.
Joe, guys, can I leave you with two things here? Mm-hmm. One, Hugh Douglas, I'm glad to see Humble Hughes in studio today. I heard a very self-deprecating statement by you. You said you're removed from the game because you had a small package, and maybe that explains a lot. But other than that, guys, I wish everybody a very happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy your families. Even you people, I wish you the best and have a happy Thanksgiving.
Chris, happy Thanksgiving. We appreciate the phone call there.
Happy Thanksgiving.
High Road Douglas today? High Road Hugh?
Yeah, see, because I mean, I'm going to let Chris live with that one because I took a shot at him because I called him a little guy. So, you know.
Are you today you called him a little guy?
No.
He's been holding on to that one.
Yeah,
I got you. All right. I consider
Chris a friend, so he could take shots at me like that, but Rube, not so much. You know, Rube came on here yesterday and took a shot. I let him live, though.
He came right at your neck.
Yeah, he did. I let him live.
I saw your face when it happened.
No, you know what I mean? Like, here's the thing.
No, here we go.
You know, when you're dealing with family, you know, you could talk greasy to family members.
Yeah, especially on Thanksgiving.
But if you outside the circle, you can't. It's certain things you just can't say.
Yeah.
See, Rube ain't in the circle, but I let him live because it's the holidays.
You giving everyone advice for tomorrow with their family?
I'm just gonna give him a pass. I gave him a pass. But I was about to cook him.
Speaking of cooking, Thanksgiving turkey, what did he look like? What do you think the Thanksgiving conversation is going to be like in this area tomorrow? A lot of Petullo sucks at the table?
There's going to be a whole lot of that.
Yeah, some honesty about the quarterback?
WIP hate. All those guys.
No honesty about the quarterback.
You get a couple cold ones and a couple uncles. They might tell you what they think of the quarterback.
A couple cold ones. A couple warm ones. What are you talking about? We drink bourbon warm around these parts.
All right. Thanksgiving, man.
But why not? What are we drinking on Thanksgiving? Eggnog?
Beer, dude.
Beer?
Yeah, beer.
I did go highbrow.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, my gosh. Lowenbrow? That's what we drink?
It's not a black tie affair. It's Thanksgiving. All right, 215-592-9049. Before we go any further and yell at each other, you know what we got to do here? We got a prize to give away, which means it's time for ComboCon.
What?
Nope.
Man, I'm tired of y'all,
soft
man.
Soft suspension continues for Hughes Clues. We got ComboCon today presented by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey and Gerhard's Appliance. All right, today you're playing for the qualifying prize, the Jack Daniel's prize pack, which includes the rocks glasses, the umbrella, golf tee pack, playing cards, along with the Weber grill brush, courtesy of Gerhard's Appliance. And if you win today, if you are a winner today, how about this? You're entered for the grand prize, which includes the Weber grill, courtesy of Gerhard's Appliances, Jack Daniel's Yeti cooler, and the Jack Daniel's cornhole set. Thanks to Gerhard's Appliances, the heart of the kitchen for over 80 years, where it's Black Friday all month long, with up to $1,000 of rebates. And thanks to Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey, where you could find $3 off 750 milliliter bottles of Jack Daniel's Black Label and $3 off 1.75 liters of Gentleman Jack at your local fine wine and good spirits store. And remember, celebrate responsibly. All right, before we start yelling about what drinks we're having tomorrow, and you could certainly have some Jack Daniel's tomorrow. Hugh, today on a ComboCon, the day before Thanksgiving, I think it's only appropriate if we look for combinations of two foods that pair well together.
Pork chops and applesauce,
that's
Hugh.
That's a good one.
No.
He took a big one off the board.
Nah.
Well, I mean, yes, that does pair well together.
I ain't gonna do it. But it should be, this one should be like, should be at the top of the list.
Well, tomorrow has a lot of different combinations that you would think go well together. I mean, think about your plate tomorrow. I mean, you could put a bunch of different things on there.
Yeah, I choose not to be a glutton on Thanksgiving.
No, tomorrow's the day to be the glutton.
No, it's one of those things where we're all going to do. We're just going to eat just to be eaten.
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
Giving thanks.
That's so backwards.
And then we're going to go. You know how this is a vicious cycle.
What do you mean?
Because, okay, this is how I feel about the holidays, and this is what usually happens.
Why are you being a Grinch?
I'm not being a Grinch, but just listen to it, because there's a lot of people out there that have like goals they want to reach. And it starts with tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because what's going to happen is, starting tomorrow and for the rest of this month and way into next month,
yeah,
going to be doing a lot of eating.
Damn right.
And at the end of the year, what do we always do? Make those New Year's resolutions.
Drop 10 pounds.
Because we've been getting it in. So I'm going to eat now, but I'm going to eat in moderation. You know, that's all I'm saying.
Moderation.
Enjoy yourself.
Moderation on Thanksgiving.
But you know what I remember about Thanksgiving when I was younger? Sitting there on the couch, right, after your belly's full,
mm-hmm,
and you're watching the games, right?
Yep.
And then you get a little, you get like a slither of room in your stomach.
Go back for more.
You'd be like,
go
oh,
right back for more.
Let me go try so-and-so's peach cobbler or something. Man, come on, man. And then the first thing you know, you didn't ate all that stuffing and all that bread, and now you're backed up. Stomach looking like you about 6 months pregnant.
Oh, let people live. I mean,
excuse me. That,
well, I will be doing that tomorrow. I'm going back for that third piece of pumpkin pie.
So you weigh about, 130 pounds? You and Kyle can do that because you guys have what they call the high metabolism.
That's right.
For all
that
of us, like what they call us, mesomorphs. I think it's mesomorphs or ectomorphs. Like there's certain body types. It's mesomorph, ectomorph, and it's another one.
I think you people would call it something different.
No, seriously. Seriously, because there are certain body types when you're trying to build muscle that build muscle quickly. Like, I think you're like an ectomorph.
Ectomorph. I like that. I don't know.
You two guys are like, you have a high metabolism. You burn a lot of fat. It's hard for you to keep weight on. Like, Ike's an ectomorph, and I think I'm a mesomorph. A mesomorph, I have more of a blocky build.
Yeah, ectomorph body type is characterized by a lean, thin build with fast metabolism, making it difficult to gain weight. Yeah. Scientist Douglas over here.
No, because, like, I had to, like, as a recovering fat person, you know, I'm trying to help all the other people out that want to call me fat, but they actually are kind of heavy.
Here we go.
You got to be careful with that, because if you throw your body rhythm off, that weight hard to get off.
I agree, but let people live tomorrow.
No.
It's Thanksgiving.
No.
All right, 215.
I drink my dinner.
592-9498. Famously, that's always healthy, too. Drew in Westchester talking about what's really the problem with this Eagles offense. What's up, Drew?
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
You too, Drew. What's up?
And Joe, you know, I'm a little sorry for how aggressive I was yesterday with the Petullo call.
That's all right. I enjoyed it. We had fun yesterday.
It was fun, and I'm frustrated. But look, I don't know how anyone could say it's not the running game. I mean, look at Jalen's – even complaining about Jalen to me is ridiculous, because his numbers are pretty much on pace with what he's done traditionally, whether it's yards, touchdowns. He's certainly not thrown interceptions at all this year, and he's done that with a horrendous running game. So it's certainly not him, in my opinion. It's definitely the running game. And as an extension of that, my question is, we've had, in my time watching the Eagles for 40 plus years, we've had three elite make you miss running backs. We've had Saquon, we've had Shady, we've had Brian Westbrook. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the first two guys, Westbrook and Shady, I don't remember as much with Shady how much, but I mean, we used the screen game with him. I know this issue has come up, but Saquon caught a lot of balls for the Giants. A lot more than he catches for us. And for the life of me, I can't understand why we aren't and never have used him to the max, because he's great in open space catching short passes.
So, Drew, a couple things. I've wondered this too. He does have more catches this year already than he did last year, but my eyes are telling me most of those are kind of those throws in the flat where Jalen's just looking for a safety valve and he dumps it off, and sometimes it's a yard, you know, 2 yards. He made a play in Green Bay right before Devontae caught the pass where he broke it, but they're not screen passes for the most part. They're kind of those dump-off safety valves. So I agree with you. Drew, my only thought on this, because the Eagles used to have a good screen game with Doug. They had it with Carson. They did it with Miles Sanders. Ever since Jalen became the quarterback, they don't run a quality running back screen game. I don't know if he doesn't feel comfortable doing it, if he doesn't want to do it, if it's a Sirianni thing. But I feel the same thing as you. Like, Miles Sanders was good at it before Jalen became the quarterback. Then they stopped doing it with Miles. And now, you know, it was DeAndre Swift. He was good with Detroit with the screen game. They didn't really do it here. Hugh, I don't know why they don't do more running back screens. You would think it's a simple way to kind of get some easy yards.
Yeah. It would be, I would think, probably the timing or something. I don't know. I'm recklessly speculating. I don't know why they don't do it, because it seems like an easy way to get the thing going. As a matter of fact, when Coach Reed was here, that was like a staple
always
of his running game.
Yeah. Drew, I wonder the same thing. It feels like it's a part of the playbook they don't use enough.
Yeah, and if we used it more, wouldn't that make the defensive formation have to adjust and not be as comfortable just loading the box?
What do you say?
Well, I think if they run the screen more, would it kind of change the way the defensive line gets off the ball?
Well, it's one of those things. If you know, like, if you're limited in your offense, right, and if you run the screen a couple times, that's still a tell. So they will be more apt to play the screen. You have to, in order for your offense to get going, in my opinion, as a defender, you have to be creative in the way that you get to certain things that you want to do offensively in the passing game. Like, move guys around, run different kind of routes, run crossing routes, get clear people out and things of that nature. I don't know if we do a whole lot of that.
Yeah, Drew, I remember back to Andy. You know, he would call the screen game an extension of the run. Like, yeah, we only ran it 11 times, but we ran 6 screens. Those are basically runs. And to me, with the run game struggling, it's a way out. I'm with you, man. They should do it more. Drew, what do you got for us? What are two foods that pair well together?
Well, the mac and cheese and the turkey, to me, what I do is, and you'll probably appreciate it too, I shoot turkeys in my backyard, not all the time, but up in Westchester County. I'm in New York, not Westchester, PA. And
both Drews from are in Westchester, New York.
How about that? Crazy. That's wild.
I make a buffalo turkey mac and cheese. It's pretty sick.
Wow. So the mac and cheese with the turkey. Drew, we appreciate it. Guy's getting his own. He's hunting his own turkeys. How about that? I appreciate the effort. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop in. Elliot's going to join us this. His take on the offense right now. And we got to ask him about another tense moment of Vic Fangio's press conference. What is going on with the Eagles media right now? Your phone calls and all this. What's really holding back the Eagles offense? The run game or the pass game and the quarterback? Your take on it all. And, of course, Combo Con on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, we've been cooking up game day recipes all season long. And now it's time to cook up a Happy Recipes Essential Sweet Italian Sausage for that Thanksgiving table. And that red, as a matter of fact, that's the wrong read that I have. Let's start this one over. By now, you've heard me talk about my new tailgate drink, the new Jack Daniel's Tennessee Blackberry Whiskey. It's the real deal, folks. It's bold, vibrant blackberry, softened with creamy vanilla, toasted oak, and just a hint of honey. It's going to be a touchdown at your Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow. Go on and get you some Jack Daniel's, man. Head over to your local fine wine and good spirit stores and grab yourself a couple bottles of Jack Daniel's Blackberry to make your own Jack Daniel's Blackberry Lemonade. And remember, tailgate responsibly.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.